Well, I think the NTC will certainly welcome negotiations. They've been conducting negotiations with tribes around the city of Sirte to try to bring the violence to an end. But of course, to frame that, the idea as discussing a transition of power is a bit late now. I referred a few days ago to Colonel Gaddafi making delusional statements, and this is another one of them. A transition of power is already taking place. The National Transitional Council ministers are in Tripoli and in increasing control of the situation. We just discussed the position on international recognition. So that transition is taking place. What is needed now from the remnants of the Gaddafi regime is the fighting to stop. And so a good starting point for any discussions would be for them to tell their remaining fighters to lay down their weapons.
Yeah, and on that point, I mean, what would be acceptable if Gaddafi were to say, OK, I will tell my remaining supporters to lay down their arms, I will guarantee that Sirte won't end in a bloodbath. Would it be acceptable for the international community, for example, for him to be allowed safe passage out of Libya to a third state and not to be pursued by the ICC?
Well, we've always said that it's up to the people of Libya what happens to Gaddafi, although clearly our first preference, since he has been indicted by the International Criminal Court, is for him to face international justice. But we've always stressed throughout that it is up to the people of Libya. I do think that things have moved on. Things have moved on very considerably over the last week, including in terms of what the NTC would be prepared to agree to. But it is up to them to negotiate as they wish.